From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting another violent night in a U.S. city. One person was shot late Wednesday in the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, as protesters rallied for a second night in response to the police killing of an African-American man. The governor of North Carolina declared a state of emergency in Charlotte and deployed National Guard troops in the city.
Charlotte police say 43-year-old Keith Lamont Scott was spotted getting out of a car with a gun Tuesday at an apartment complex. The officer fired after Scott ignored warnings to drop the gun, but Scott's family say he was instead carrying a book. Police body cameras captured the shooting. Protesters are calling for the video to be made public.
Why don't you tell the police chief to release the videotape? They're killing us, shooting us. Huh? They're shooting us. Where's the police? Where's the video? You got a brother lying in the street dead. Where's the damn video at?
The case is the latest in a long string of police shootings that highlight the use of force by officers, particularly against African Americans. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The father of a man who was fatally shot by a police officer in Tulsa, Oklahoma, says his son had his hands up just like I told him to do. The Reverend Joey Crutcher said Wednesday in New York his son Terrence knew to put his hand up when approached by police.
My son had his hands raised up doing just what I taught him to do, and like I taught a lot of the young African-Americans in our community, because I work with them. What do you do when you get stopped by the police? I say, put your hands up. Put them up so they can see them, so they can know that you don't have a gun. Absolutely. And that's what he was doing.
40-year-old Terrence Crutcher, who was black and unarmed, was fatally shot Friday by a white police officer. This is VOA News. The United Nations says it is possible that countries backing the Syria peace process will agree Thursday to salvage a collapsed ceasefire, and that it was still working to restart peace talks within weeks. UN Deputy Special Envoy for Syria, Ramzi Ezeldin Ramzi, told reporters in Geneva that the United States and Russia had the backing of other states in the International Syria Support Group, which was to meet later in New York for a second time this week to reinvigorate their joint truce plan.
Today is going to be an important day in New York that could very well influence how things are going to proceed.
Ramzi said he hoped to hear a positive outcome within hours. Ramzi's boss, UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura, had conceded at the UN Security Council Wednesday that a UN plan for a new constitution and free and fair elections in Syria sounded like a dream, but no other prospect of peace. And a U.S. presidential election looming, diplomats say failure to revive the plan would doom Syria to months or years more war. The United Nations says it will resume aid convoys within Syria after an attack on a convoy killed 20 people and prompted a temporary suspension. Jens Larke, the spokesman for the UN Humanitarian Aid Agency, says Wednesday that several convoys are expected as early as today, but didn't specify where. Hungary's prime minister says illegal migrants, he said, in the European Union should be rounded up and taken to guarded EU-funded refugee camps on an island or some shore of North Africa from where they can make their asylum applications. Prime Minister Viktor Orban said in an interview published Thursday on a Hungarian news website that it's unfair for Germany to try to distribute migrants among other EU countries and that it should set a limit on the number of migrants that it will take in. The Hungarian government is sponsoring a referendum to be held October 2nd to build political support for its opposition to any future EU quotas to resettle migrants among member states. The rights group Amnesty International has slammed Europe's response to the refugee crisis in a new report on the situation in Greece, which has been the main point of entry for migrants and refugees seeking to reach the European Union. Amnesty said Thursday that most of the roughly 60,000 people stranded in Greece are living in appalling conditions and face immense and avoidable suffering. Group criticized Europe for failing to fulfill commitments to relocate refugees from the countries they arrived in, saying only 4,000 people had been relocated instead of the 66,400 promised over the past 2 years. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.